This is how to build a better business. And so I do want to say, oh, we've got somebody here tapping in. Want to make sure she gets in there, Jen. Jen, make sure you can hear us. I do want to say that as we build a better business, even if you're doing real estate like Andrea and like I do, you definitely want to look like a business out there. You, because I tell you, the consumers are smarter than ever today, and the fir and there's so many scams, so many scams. So the first thing is you have to have an online presence where they can verify that you are a real person. You know, so you, because before we always talked about having this brick and mortar store, you know, I'm going to date myself, but even now, you know, we want to, some stores you can't do virtually. Like when I want to go to the coffee shop, I want to go to the coffee shop and get a coffee in my hand and drink my coffee and sit in the coffee shop. And so I know they're real because I can drive there and I can see them and I can see their staff and sit in their store. I can go shopping. I can do those things. But when you have a business that's virtually online and folks are finding you online, how do they know that you are really real? And so you have to start building that online presence. You have that is that becomes your brick and mortar store. And so folks will go over there and they want to see blog posts, they want to see podcasts, they want to see your face. They want to see that you are for real. And so whatever your product is, whatever it is that you're selling, and Jen just jumped on, she's going to be off camera. But she's not into real estate. She's a lifestyle and financial coach. And so, yes, this definitely pertains to you, Jen. So you definitely want to have that online brick and mortar. I'm going to call it an online brick and mortar. People want to go and see this is you. This is where your business lives. And they can tap in and you know, they get some testimonials from some real people. And don't think that they're not checking it out. If I'm going to spend, and again, listen to this, the bigger your ticket, the more people are going to research you because they're not going to let go of their hard-earned money if they think, oh, this is not going to be worth it. This is just, you know, some canned thing out there, and that's all I'm going to get for my 500 bucks or my, you know, 1900 bucks or whatever it is they're going to spend. So they definitely want to know that you, not only are you for real, but that you're getting results. And they're going to research that. And so the formula on how to build a better business, and so today in December, at the end of the year, our whole 12 months, we're doing an overview. And so as we go through this overview, all of you are going to have a homework assignment. And so I'm going to say it now so that you can be thinking about it, and because we're going to share at the end of the call. But I want you to think, what is your VPS, your value proposition statement, and we're going to start at the top and talk about that. And again, I want you to make it just like that, conversational. If somebody says, Kathy, you know, we call it your elevator speech. You know, I step into an elevator and I'm going just one floor, and a person, and I'm at a conference, and I step in the elevator with this person that I've seen at the conference and we haven't met yet, and they turn to me and they go, oh, Kathy, I saw you in the main conference room. What is it you do? I help people create passive income so their day job can be optional. Boom, the elevator door opens and I'm getting off. Make your elevator speech super, super simple. What value are you bringing to your audience? I'm showing people how they can have passive income so their day job can be optional. That now I can make that as involved as I want. As soon as somebody's leaning in, because how many people don't want to have their day job as optional? Almost everyone I know was like, oh, if I just didn't have to work this many hours. I mean, I get that a lot. Everybody's like, oh, I want passive income so I can have freestyle living, so I can live however I want to live and do work when I want and not work when I don't want. And I get that a lot. So as soon as I say, well, I can show you how to do that and make that day job optional, do you think people are leaning in or leaning out? If you come at them with a really legalized definition of what you do, or some big, long-winded thing of what it is that you're bringing to the world, people are kind of leaning out because they're kind of like, oh, okay, I sorry I asked. I gotta run. Gotta go. And so you want them to lean in. You want them to go, oh, tell me more. Because as soon as it comes out of your mouth, what the other person is thinking, which they're not saying, what they're thinking is, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? And if you don't tell them what's in it for them in that first sentence, they're leaning out. And it's like, for example, I go to networking events and I'll run into an attorney and I'll say, oh, hi, what is it that you do? Well, I'm an attorney. All right. Now that's a little too general, because what's in it for me? Is he a real estate attorney? Is he a divorce attorney? Is he a criminal attorney? Is he, I don't know what kind of an attorney he is. I don't know whether I'll ever even need his services. But if he says, oh, I'm a real estate attorney, okay, now I'm leaning in, okay, because I'm into real estate. Because now I say, well, what's in it for me? Oh, if I ever need an attorney, he's a real estate attorney. I might need to hang on to his name. So you see where I'm going with that. You can change up your VPS depending on who your audience is. If I go in, my background is salons. For those of you that don't know, most of you on this call do know, my background is salons. And so when I go into, say, one of the schools, one of the cosmetology schools, and I'm talking to all the seniors, and this could be an adult training. So these gals, I didn't go to cosmetology until I was in my 40s. So these gals are out there, they're trying to make a change, create a career, make a difference. And if I say, I can show you in the salon industry how to make this business passive so that it's optional how many hours you spend behind the chair, you see how many of those salon girls are leaning in. They're like, what? Tell me about that. See, so you can change up that VPS to the audience that you're talking to. If I'm talking to a group of real estate investors, I might say it a little differently. If I'm talking to, let's say, writers that want to monetize their writing, I could say that a little differently there as well. So you can change it up, but the basics are the same. I'm showing how to make whatever it is that they've chosen as their career, how to make it passive, so that they get to decide how much of it they really want to do or not. Now, if they love writing, they're like, well, I just want to write. Well, you can write all day long, but if you don't sell your writing, then you are not making a living at it. You're just doing it as a hobby. Okay. So a lot of writers are like, I love to write and I've written all this stuff and I've got all these books I've uploaded onto Amazon, but I've only sold like 10 copies. And how do you make a living doing this? And this is where I can say, I can show you how to turn that passive so that you get to spend your days writing and not marketing, because they hate the marketing piece. They just want to write. And again, back in the salon business, some of those girls, they just want to do hair. They don't want to have to advertise the salon and get clients in and take care of inventory and do taxes. And they just want to do hair. And so I have to meet them where they are. So think about who is your audience, who is it that you're trying to attract, and create a VPS where you can meet them where they are. Now, here's what you want to think of. What is your biggest ticket item? So all of you, Sherry and Estella and Linda, Andrea, Christy, Jen, think about what is your biggest ticket item? Where is it that you are making money? Where is the money? That's the first VPS you want to create. Because until you make money, nothing's going to happen. You can sit all day long and say, I have this business, I have this dream, I have this, I have that, I've got a website, I've got, but if you're not making money, nothing's going to happen. You're not going to have that trip to Europe if that's what your dream is. You're not going to have that new house if that's what your dream is. You're not going to have that vacation property if that's what your dream is. So think about, where are you making the most money? What is the money piece for you? And that's where you have to focus your VPS, because ultimately that's where you want to get your audience to go, is to where you're making the money. Okay. Now, once you come up with your VPS, now you need to decide, how can I get folks to try my product? Okay. So you have to have a freebie or something low ticket that somebody would not feel they're at risk. I don't know about you, but every time I'm scrolling on Facebook, I see all these offers, and and some of them are speaking my language. Some of them are right up my alley, and it's $27 to get this PDF of all. For example, we were just talking about, here's an example. We were talking about ChatGPT right before we started recording. Let's say I'm scrolling on Facebook and I see this offer for $27. I can get 100 prompts on ChatGPT to do what I want it to do. Now, do you think that $27 might be something I might spend to get all those prompts? Yeah, because what's 27? I spend $27 if I go to, I don't know, fast food these days. So yeah, I would spend 27. I would, anything probably under 50. In today's market would be a good entry point for a good product or service for people to try you out, see if they really get a deliverable from you, because again, they're not going to spend the big bucks if you don't come through on the little stuff. You have to always, always, always under promise and over deliver. Under promise, over deliver. So I'm promising, oh, here you're going to get this PDF and here's what it's going to be, blah, blah, blah. I better over deliver that for my $27 if that's going to be my offer. When I'm the one buying, I certainly am going to be impressed if they over deliver. If I get all this stuff, I'm going to say, wow, that was definitely worth my $27. If that's what they're delivering for 27, I wonder what they're going to deliver for the 495. I'm in, If there's a weekend conference for $4.95, I'm like, I'm gonna go. Perfect example. Just went to a big real estate, and Andrea, you might make a note of this. Corey, Coree, which is Central Ohio Real Estate Entrepreneurs. There is a big Ori conference in Cincinnati every year, first weekend in November. I went to it, and there was a gentleman there. And he was talking about how to create your perfect work schedule. And he was so dynamic, so convincing. And he said, I only have 50 spots at the end of my talk today, because there's like 300 people in the room. He was a keynote speaker at this conference. He said, at the end of my talk, he said, I only have 50 spots. He said, I only do this with my highest paid clients and my coaching clients. He said, but I'm going to do it for 50 of you in this room. So the first 50 people to get to the back of the room at the end of my talk can come back to Cincinnati for a Saturday and Sunday conference, and it's $495. And I probably was person number three to the back of the room. I actually got out of my chair and was on my way back there before he ever finished that sentence. And a whole bunch of my tribe. My on the real estate side, because we were all there at a real estate convention, there's about 10 of us. We got into that first 50, and that conference is this weekend. And so we are excited to go this weekend back to Cincinnati, and we're gonna sit with just this. And he says, I only give this to my highest paid clients. He says, but I'm gonna do it for 50 of you at this reduced price on the first weekend in December. So again, 10 of us out of my tribe jumped on it. So you see how it works, because he over-delivered so much in that keynote, because he broke down what he was going to be teaching. He broke it down in that keynote on how he does the coaching, that we wanted more of him for 2 days. We get him for 2 full days. And so we felt that there was value in that because of his value proposition, on what he said he was going to deliver. Does that make sense? So your assignment is think about what is your VPS. We're going to go around at the end of the call. What do you think your VPS is? And again, it doesn't have to be perfect. We just want you to start getting it out there. We want you to start hearing it. We want you to say it so that we can help you tweak it if you need to. And then what would be your entry level offer to get folks to give you a try? Now, for you on this call, mine is how to build a better business, and I can show you how to, create passive income and make your day job optional. And my freebie is to come to one of these meetups. They're free. And it's so that you get to see me, you get to hear me, you get to know that I'm a real person and I'm not, just a name out there on the internet. if that makes sense. Okay. So now once you do that, and we're going to go on through the rest of the series, but once you do that, I use the whole baseball diamond as my analogy, but you then have your first base, which is your freebie offer, then your second base, which is a little bit bigger of an offer. And again, I'll go back to the guy that was talking at the conference. His freebie was listening to him at the conference, and now we're going on a weekend with him. You know, that's his mid-level offer. And I know that at the end of these 2 days, he's probably going to market who wants to coach. It's like a $10,000 a year price ticket to coach with him one-on-one. And he's going to say, if you want even more of me, you know, here's my coaching program. And there's going to be a certain number of folks out of that weekend that's going to sign up for his coaching. I can almost guarantee you that because they get to see him for 2 days. But he started off by just talking for free at a conference. We didn't have to pay to hear him at the con. I mean, we paid to go to the conference, but we heard all these speakers. He was there telling about his program. 50 of us joined. That's his second base. And then his third base, that is his bread and butter. And that is when you're contemplating what you want your VPS to be. You are trying to drive everyone to your third base. Now, you might have to take them through your free offer, your mid-level offer, and finally your third base. But your third base is your bread and butter. That's where you're making your money. And for Sherry, my guess is that's going to be your membership site. For me, it's my membership site. I have a $25 a month membership site. That's my bread and butter. Okay. All right. Is everybody with me so far? Then you come on around to home base, you know. Get all the way home around the baseball diamond, and home base, that is where that's your once in a month offer that you don't get that many people that buy it, but it's the biggest offer you have. And if folks buy it, you go out and celebrate. You go, whoop, whoop, I'm gonna go have a glass of champagne tonight. I sold one of those. And for me, that's my one-on-one coaching. It's not my bread and butter. I don't want to work that hard. See, I'm all about the passive income. So if I do some one-on-ones, I only limit those to about 4 a month. I only have about 4 one-on-one coaching clients at a time because I don't want to work, I don't want to spend I don't want to fill my days up with one-on-one because again, I'm working by the hour. If I'm coaching, you know, somebody for 3 hours, I've got to be there the same 3 hours they got to be there. That I'm just trading dollars for hours. And so my membership site, which is my third base, is my bread and butter because that's my passive income. See, I can create all these products once, put them into my Academy platform, which is my online brick and mortar. That's where people are going to find me. And so once they go there and they just pay month after month after month, that becomes passive for me because I create it once for right now. I have 695 students in my academy. So I create it once and all 695 students have access to it. See, so I'm not working one-on-one with 695 students. So you see how it works. So decide on your VPS what your bread and butter is. That's how you want to slant your VPS so that folks go that direction, but then decide what is going to be your entry point. What is your first base offer to get them to try you? Okay. So, VPS, start your brick and mortar online, have that website, have that place where everybody is going to find you, where your business lives online. Have that, and then start putting in there your first base offer, your second base offer, your third base, which is your bread and butter, and finally your home run, which is your big ticket item. Now, once you get to that point, you have built your business from the ground up. Okay. And we talk about your storytelling in there because your storytelling is your marketing. So once you have those in place, or you kind of have an idea what's going to be plugged into each of those bases, now brush off your story because everybody loves a rags to riches story. And if you don't have your own, you can use one of your clients or several of your clients. And let me give you an example. For me, folks are like, well, what makes Kathy qualified to talk about passive income? Well, for me, I was a single mom, working two minimum wage jobs, had a car that wouldn't run, blah, blah, blah. Those of you, you've heard my story a million times that know me. But from there, I discovered real estate and started creating some real estate investments for myself and turned that into passive income. And now I want to help other folks create passive income as well. And so that's kind of my hero's journey. How, you know, here's where I was, here's where I struggled, here's what I discovered. And so everybody loves that. Now, depending on where I go with my VPS, again, I can tailor make that story. Sherry, you have to go, did you say? Yes. Okay. So depending on where I'm at, I can tailor make that story to fit my audience. So if, again, if I'm talking to salon girls, I can say, you know, here's where I was. I was a nail tech. You know, I decided that I wanted to be a salon owner, but I decided that I was going to own the building and not just the business. And so then I bought my first building. And so I can talk to them about being a salon owner and how I turned being in the salon business into passive income. And I ended up retiring with five salons. And so I didn't even have to be there. So you see how that works. If I'm talking to real estate group, I can talk about how I bought my first building or my first property, my first house. And I can do that as my hero's journey. I now have authored two books. My third book comes out in April. If I'm talking to writers, I can talk about how, you know, once upon a time, I wanted to be a writer. Now, here's the formula when you're talking about your story. I use the Disney formula. It is once upon a time, but then I discovered this, and now I want to help you discover it. So once upon a time, here's where I was. Here's what my struggle was. But then I discovered this amazing system, this amazing product, this amazing thought process, whatever it is you discovered. And now I want to help you, my audience, discover it as well. So that's the Disney process. Every Disney story is, you know, once upon a time there was Snow White, but then she met her prince and now she lives happily ever after. See, so you have to do that hero's journey and you can do it in every or any aspect of your life. And that's your marketing. So all the way through your products, you want to bring out that story. So when you're creating that entry level product, when you're creating that first base, second base, third base, home run, weave your story. That's your marketing because people resonate with that. They go, oh, if Kathy can do it, I can do it. I see what she did now. It helps them feel grounded. And you're not just saying, oh, you need to buy real estate. Well, a lot of people are like, well, how do I do that? Well, if I tell my story, well, once upon a time, I didn't have any real estate. But then when I got into the salon business, and here was my struggle. And I can, and because I lived it, I can get right down into the weeds. I can say, yep, we found the building. I had to go to zoning. We had to change the use. We had to make it commercial. We had to turn it into a salon. We went through all, you know, I mean, I can really get down into the weeds on how I had to go through and jump over all these hurdles to make it happen because I know that's, you know, Andrea, you get it. That's what's going to happen when you buy a property and you need somebody that's been there ahead of you to help you. And if folks feel like, oh, Kathy's been there, I'm going to tap in for $25 a month. I'm going to tap in and I'm going to do all of her calls that she does on real estate because that's where I'm at. That's what I want to learn. So that's what makes your audience lean in is your story. Now, once you have your VPS and you have your story and you're ready with your first, second, third, and home run, now how are you going to market that? How are you going to let people know that you are there and ready to go? One of the best ways is to serve. Find someone else that has the audience that you would like to have, that your products would complement their products. Not take over their products, not steal their clients, but what products do you have that would complement their products? And then, and here's a perfect example. I am connected to a whole group down in Miami. That's where my publisher is, and she's in that group, and it's a whole big coaching program that I'm involved in down there. And I don't want to steal any of her clients, but her clients are all the same folks that would be my clients. And so all I do is just like here, Sherry's talking about doing a little master class for us on how to connect chat with Canva with social media. All I did was talk about how to repurpose your content. And all of her clients are like, Kathy, you need to do a master class on that for us. And the gal whose coaching program it is has invited me to do that, to do an entire class on how to repurpose all of your material. And I've got a whole master class on that, on repurposing, where you just do it once for marketing. And here's why. Because once you find an audience that, or another group that has the same audience that you have, then you just need to serve that other person. And I serve this other gal down there. I'm going early in April so that I can help work the bookstore and I can help set up, and I'm just doing all of that. Now people are paying to come to this. She's making money off of it. I'm volunteering for free. Now, what's in it for me? Remember I said everybody's always like, what's in it for me every time you talk? Well, here I am serving her. And so what's in it for her is she's going to get an extra set of hands and my expertise on helping her set up her event. But what's in it for me? Well, what's in it for me is she's going to introduce me as one of the helpers of the conference. She's going to introduce me, guess what, to her audience. Like, thanks, Kathy, for helping set up and run the bookstore. And everybody that comes to the bookstore, they're going to get to meet me and they're going to say, oh, how do you know this girl? And I get to give her kudos. But guess what? She's going to put me smack dab in the middle of her audience and they're going to know my name. Does that make sense? And all I had to do was serve. All I had to do was show up and serve. So, storytelling is your marketing, serving is your selling. You're selling yourself. And you've already got your bases covered, your first, second, third, and home run. And so now you're ready to market. And so from there, you can market on social media. And again, Sherry's going to show us how to use Chat GPT, connect it with Canva, and create all of these little social media posts. And that way you're on social media on a regular basis. Consistency is the key to social media. Consistency. If you only market once a month, when people are scrolling, that's so far down the thread, they may never run across you again. So you've got to be out there every day or every couple of days. You got to constantly be posting something so that you show up. So that's the social media is the key. But from there, you can blog because again, people want to hear your voice. So you can create a blog. You can talk about all the stuff that you are marketing, everything that you have for sale. Put it out there in a blog. You can, if it's not your story, you can use a client story without clients' names, of course, because of HIPAA laws. But you could say, oh, I had this client once, and this is what happened, and here's how I was able to help them, and here is their final, and people are reading that going, wow, that's me. I need to contact this person. So you see where blogging can be a great marketing tool for you, and you're going to monetize it by sending the people at the end of your blog back to your products and services that you've already created. You can have a podcast. You can go on a podcast. You can interview other folks that have the same audience as you. And guess what? They're going to replay the podcast to their audience. So their audience is going to get to meet you. And you're going to play the podcast to your audience. And so your audience is going to meet them. And so now you're serving each other, you're sharing your audience, but you're casting your net a little wider on folks that are going to want to buy your products. So you could have a podcast. Okay. You can write books. You can become the specialist in your category. Become one of the specialists. You can write books and upload those. You can self-publish right into Amazon and talk about clout. And you can monetize the book by always having some place in the book where they can connect with your website. Again, remember your website, that's going to be your home base. That's going to be your business location. And so you always want to send them back to. And so I recommend, we go through this in the whole Build a Better Business course. I recommend that you use your name somewhere in your website because chances are your name's not going to change and you might change the name of your program or whatever. And then all of a sudden it's not relevant. So KathyBinner.com is where you will find me. And so no matter what direction I decide to go in my life and in my world, I'll always be KathyBinner.com. And so I recommend that. But again, we talk about that in depth in one of our modules. And so finally, you can then become a public speaker. Now, that's the tough one because a lot of people are like, I don't want to get up in front of a crowd or in front of a group. That's always scares me. I get it. I was the same. I understand that completely. But just think about this, whatever your product or service is, if you just volunteered to speak at your local Kiwanis Club or your local Chamber of Commerce luncheon or whatever, all of a sudden you're talking to 40, 50, 100 people in one setting, in one 45-minute period, and they know that you're real. They see you in action, they hear your voice, and they're leaning in because they love what your products and services are. And it's a great way to market because you're reaching so many more folks. And then you can take that as big as you want. You could be like this guy at this real estate conference where he was talking to 300 people in the room, and 50 of them were running to the back of the room to buy his 2-day weekend. So now he spent 45 minutes as a keynote right before lunch at a real estate conference. He pro and I don't know whether he got paid to be there, but they certainly paid for his travel expenses and his hotel for him to be there. He probably was having fun meeting all these new people. 50 signed up for his 2 days. He now spends 2 days of his time. And out of that, I can guarantee you he will fill up his one-on-one coaching program for the year. And so you see where it didn't take him a lot of time being a public speaker to fill up his coaching program because that's his bread and butter. Does that make sense? So anyway, I want to open it up. And Estella, she stepped away for a second. Sherry had to, her daughter was ready to go somewhere. So Sherry had to jump off to take her daughter somewhere. So Linda, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm going to jump over to you first. If you could give us your VPS, kind of a short version, and what would be your entry level to get folks to give you a try?
Hello. I will go with what I have going on with the Legacy of Love project, because I do have a VPS for that. And that is, I help people create their perfect end of life plan so they can be a blessing to their loved ones instead of a burden.
I love that. And I've seen the outline of your plan, and it's tons of information. And so, how would you get in front of that preferred audience? What would be your first base offer?
One way that I have done that is to offer free workshops online.
Okay.
And I also do public speaking whenever I have that opportunity to help. And I'll share tips or things that people don't tend to realize. And it is always a big eye opener for folks. And then that ends up establishing credibility. For me, because I already know more than they had ever realized the issues entailed. And then that can lead them toward engaging with me as a coach or in a course.
I love that. I love that. And of all the things we talked about, do you have your first, second, third base and your home run already decided, or are you still working on what those are?
Yeah, I would say I have some gaps in that, four base lineup.
Okay. And do you have, and when we talk about the marketing, are you doing the social media, the blogging, the podcast, and you did say you were doing public speaking?
I have been a podcast guest already in the past. I do public speaking. I kind of laid off social media, but I'm getting ready to dive back in
Okay.
with videos and in another lane, I'm getting ready to do a free meetup twice a month. And then
Okay.
once I have that under my belt, so to speak, I would like to also do a free meetup in the Legacy of Love space. But you gotta walk before you run.
I love it. I love it. But you definitely have some plans to where you're going to cast your net a little wider so that you can attract folks to your message, because it's a very important message. I love all of that. Yes, that's perfect. Jen, you had mentioned that, and again, Sherry had to jump off and Estella had to step away for a minute. Jen, you had mentioned that you are, you're going to stay off camera, but you are a lifestyle and financial coach. Tell us a little bit about that, and are you doing any of the things that we're talking about today?
We have what's called a performance coach, so like if I do
Jen, can you hear us? She might be multitasking on a Monday. And Andrea had to jump off as well. She said it was great. She's looking forward to jumping back on at another time, but she had a 1 o'clock appointment. So I will just again give you an idea. What we're talking about is my VPS is all of, oh, she said she's unable to talk. Jen, are you trying to unmute? There should be, she said she's unable to talk. You should have a mute button down a little audio, a little microphone picture down in your lower corner. I don't know if you're on your phone or on a laptop. It's all different, or a tablet. Linda was on her tablet today, so it all looks a little different depending on what device you're on. But once you get your picture to come up, there should be a little unmute. And I don't know if I can unmute you. You're not. I can ask you to unmute, but I don't think I can unmute you. I don't know if that helps if a button comes up if I click the ask to unmute there. Anyway, if you can find that, go ahead and jump in. But for me, mine is actually, you know, that I can show you how to create passive income and make your day job optional. And then my entry level offers, of course, are the meetup groups and a Facebook group. And then I create events. And such as this one, this is actually an event. And so when you click through on the event, it's a free meetup like this. And so you get to see me and hear me and see all of the products and services and all of that sort of thing. And then again, we're trying to get folks to know, like, and trust us so that they feel more comfortable spending money when it's time. Yeah, Jen's multitasking, she said. She said she would love help to create her VPS. Okay. Jen, are you? Yeah, you're still there. Jen, I don't know if you could unmute. We could work with you on that, but you're multitasking at the moment. We'd have to ask you a few questions to help you create your VPS. I'm not sure exactly when you talk about a lifestyle and financial coach, I'm not sure exactly where your market is or who your clients are. So we would have to talk a little more in depth with you to find out. But if you go to kathybenner.com, and I'm going to put it in the chat, if you go to kathybenner.com, there is a place there where you can schedule a strategy call with me, and I would be happy to help you create your VPS. So please schedule a strategy call. Again, it's free. So we're talking about what is your first base or your freebies. So not only do I do these free meetups, but I have a free strategy call that folks can tap in. It's a 30-minute connect chat. Coffee chat strategy. It's, you know, if you just want to get to know me or me get to know you, or if you have a specific question, then you can just get a strategy call with me, and that is free as well. And that's again one of my first base offers to help folks feel more comfortable working with me. And then once you join the actual, you can then buy a course. That's my middle level and just do the course. Or you can join the membership site. And that's my bread and butter. That's my third base offer. And once you are in the membership site, then you actually get me all the time because I have office hours and you can schedule office hours with me anytime you want. And that way, if you're working on a project and you're in the middle of something and you want to run it past me or you need some advice, you can do that, and I can help you with that. Is there any big aha moments? Linda, did you have any aha moments today in our conversation?
Let me take a look at my notes.
You're such a good note taker.
Oh, you have no idea. Just no idea.
So was this helpful today? I know it's just kind of an overview because we're tying it all together here in December. And for those that are listening, we start at the top. So in January, we're going to be drilling down on the VPS. In February, it's going to be the storytelling. In March, it's going to be the serving. Then in April, we're going to start going through the different first base, second base. And we just go through the whole thing throughout the year. So each month is a different topic, and we just go through every single topic. So so anyway, back to Linda. Any ahas for today? Because I know you've heard the program before and didn't know if anything stood out to you today more than another.
Yeah, I mean, it's always so valuable. I think just reiterating that serving is selling, and all the many ways we have at our disposal to get the word out. And your real life example at the real estate conference where he gave a free speech, which led into a moderately priced offer with a ton of value. And then just knowing that in the near future, that could spin off into several high ticket clients. That's just, that just shows what is possible if we haven't been able to think that, if we haven't been able to envision that, that's a real life example.
And it was a perfect example because he had nothing to do with real estate.
Oh.
You see, and here's the point I want to make there. He had nothing to do with real estate, but he knew that everyone in that room had the question for his answer. Because what he coaches on is how to have balance in your life and how to work the number of hours that you want to work to generate the income that you want to generate and not take away from anything you want to do personally. And what happens in any kind of a passion, when we get passionate about something, we have a tendency to kind of overdo it. We have a tendency that it's everything we're doing, you know, we're constantly working on whatever that passion is. And some other things kind of fall by the wayside. So he teaches and he demoed this right in the seminar at this big real estate conference. He put a real life client, he got permission from them to put their calendar up on the big screen in this conference room of 300 attendees, all real estate investors. And he said, "This is Susie's calendar. And she wants to go to the gym every morning for 2 hours." And so he blocked that off. And he said, and then she wants to be done by 3 o'clock every day because her kids get off the bus. So he blocked that off. He said, and then she wants to have date night, you know, at least once a week. So he blocked that off. And he said, and then she is active in her church and she does that on Wednesdays. So he blocked that off. Anyway, once he blocked it off, she had like 19 hours left in the middle of the day. He said, so she's got 19 hours, he says, to make the money she wants to make in whatever her passion is. And he said, so now, he said, we're just going to work on what she has to do in that 19 hours to make, he says, so we're going to reverse engineer that. He said, so how much money does she want to make? She put something like $10,000 a month. So she wanted $10,000 a month working 19 hours a week, and it didn't interfere with any of the other things that she wanted to do. And he said, so now, he said, I'm going to show her how to do that. And he said, and I'm going to show you in this room how to do that. He said, in the first 50, get me for a whole 2-day seminar. And he said, and this is exactly what I'm going to show you how to do. And he said, and we're going to mark off your personal schedule first. We're going to see how many hours you have left. We're going to take the amount of money you want to make, and we're going to reverse engineer it and show you what you have to do that. And everybody was in the back of the room. So, and he was not a real estate investor. Now, maybe he is, but that's not what he was selling. He was not selling a real estate course. He was selling a time management course because everyone in that room was interested in time management. You see where he borrowed that audience. And so, Linda, think outside the box. Think, where is there another audience where I'm not selling the same thing everybody else is selling? That way, he had no competition at that conference. No one else was selling a time. Everybody else was selling a real estate course. No one else was selling a time management course at that conference.
So good.
By the way, his was the only thing I bought. because I've done all the real estate stuff. So his was the only thing I bought at that conference. I went to a real estate conference and bought a time management course.
Yeah, but I mean, what a great match, because so many people in who are attending that are like type A, they're driven, they're trying to accomplish, they're go, 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 and they're all like burning the candle at both ends, probably.
Right. And maybe even have spouses that are complaining already, like you're never home. And so this just hit the nail on the head, so to speak. And when he said, I'm only going to take 50 of you, he said, because it's a smaller room and that's all I'm going to take. And I tell you what, we about ran over each other getting to the back. I mean, I was already back there before the other people got out of their seat. And one of the things, and here's one of the reasons why I went back, because I really don't have an issue with time management, but here's one of the reasons I went back there. Mark is wanting to stop doing some things he's doing. And he's having a struggle with what his purpose might be and what where he wants to spend his time. And that's one of the things that this guy brought out in his keynote speech, is that he does a pretty deep dive into your purpose and what you want to do with your life and what you feel your purpose is before he even starts with the time management. And so I immediately went back and signed up for me and Mark to do this conference together. So this is going to be a great time for us to see how our lives will blend together at this next stage of our lives.
I love that.
If that makes sense. And that was important to me because I can just run off and leave, Mark in the weeds, and I don't want to do that. So it was a decision on my part to create our agenda together, and that's why I wanted us to attend this together. And so again, for those of you that are listening, you'll appreciate this. And for those of you that are faith-based, I also had a trip planned to New York City, which is one of my passions. I love New York, and I want to look at a studio flat while I'm there. And we get to see Adam Lambert in Cabaret on Broadway while we're there. And that's the whole reason we were going, except I want to look at this studio flat. And I want to meet one of my favorite people of all time. It's a gal that when she retired, she pulled up anchor in California, loaded up a U-Haul truck, drove it to New York City, all by herself on her own. And she is now in her retirement years trying to get a spot on Broadway in the Broadway plays as a dancer. And she is just inspirational. Her name is Kim Hale. If you haven't looked her up on YouTube, I love her, love her, love her. And I took a chance and I sent. I'll get back to the reason why this is, I feel a God moment. I took a chance and sent an Instagram message to her asking if I could meet her while I was there. She hasn't responded yet. She might not. That's okay. But I'm going to visit her studio. It's called Steps on Broadway, where she rehearses. And she's already been in Chicago, so she's doing auditions now. And she's retired. She's my age, and she's retired, and she's getting on Broadway. I love it. I just love everything about that. I just love her inspiration. And so after I bought this program to go to Cincinnati for this program on time management, my flights got canceled by Spirit Airlines. And they said, we're not flying to New York on those dates. And so the dates that they had available totally didn't fit my schedule. And so I started researching other airlines. And guess what? Allegiant has a nonstop, less than Spirit, but guess they fly out of Cincinnati. Guess what day they fly out? The Monday morning after the Saturday Sunday conference. And we're already right there at the airport at the conference. So then I asked the hotel where we're staying for the conference. I said, hey, we want to fly into New York for 5 days. Can we leave our car? And they said, yeah, leave your car in our parking lot. We'll shuttle you over to the airport.
Man,
So
girl.
Now you now you know you're
that,
talking to me. You know you're
yeah.
talking to me. That's a spiritual God thing.
You see how that just, you can say that just happened, but I think you have to be prepared. And things happen when you're prepared for them to happen. So let's all get prepared. So anyway, So it's going to be a wonderful weekend. I'm so darned excited. I can't stand it because
now this weekend, right?
It's this coming weekend. So we leave Saturday morning to drive to Cincinnati, couple 2.5 hours to get, because we have to go all the way through to Covington. The airport's actually over in Covington. The greater Cincinnati airport is actually in Kentucky. So we drive across the river over into Covington to the airport. We do this 2-day conference. We leave our car. We shuttle to the airport. We go straight into New York. We shuttle to our hotel there. Then we high-speed train into the city. They drop us off 2 blocks from Broadway, from the theater district. And the only thing is, if I get to meet Kim, would be a huge plus. And I need to call the realtor to take a look at, I have one building right above Central Park that has 4 units available, and I want to go see those 4 units. So I don't know which one, I don't know if I'm more excited to see Adam Lambert, to go to this conference for 2 days, to meet Kim Hale, or to look at a studio flat in Yonkers. I don't know which I'm more excited about. But that's how my life unfolds when you're prepared.
A triple header?
Do what, Estella?
A triple header?
Yes, yes.
Yes. A trifecta.
There you go. So Linda was just saying what she thought her aha moments were. And Estella, I know you had to step away, but you heard most of the presentation. What would be your biggest aha moment from today?
I think my biggest one was going over the VPS again. I started writing some stuff. It's really kind of not where I wanted to be, but definitely that. And whenever you go over that whole system, do this, do that, so on and so forth. That's very helpful to me. It's very helpful to me.
Mm-hmm. Because building a business is like building a house. You have to have that cornerstone. And the cornerstone of your business is your story. So okay. You've got to go back and brush off your story, because that's what's going to make folks lean in. Mm-hmm. And so I can include that right in my VPS. If I have had a conversation with someone and we're chatting and we're getting to know each other, and then they say, well, what is it that you do anyway? I can say, well, I was that single mom, making minimum wage, and I discovered a way that I could create passive income. And now I'm helping other folks create passive income to make their day job optional. And my day job is optional. And listen to my story on what I'm going to be doing this weekend. I couldn't do any of that if I had to work a day job.
I just love that. I love that make your day job optional.
Because a lot of people say, but I like my job. Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, then yeah, yeah. Then love it and do it as much of it as you want, but don't. And I'll say it this way. I loved everything about the salon industry. I loved it. I loved the busyness. I loved the ladies coming in and out all day long. And I loved hearing all the girls, talking with their clients and the washers and dryers going and the tanning beds going. And I loved everything about it. But there comes a time when you're either not feeling well or you have aches and pains or whatever, that it becomes a job and you're like, oh, I got to go into the salon today. And wouldn't it be nice if I could do as much of it as I wanted because it was optional and I could do it as long as it was fun and I was loving it, I could do it. But if I had a bad day or I had a day that I didn't feel well, or if I had to have a surgery and be out for 6 weeks or whatever, it didn't mm-hmm. affect my finances. And that's what I'm talking about, making it optional.
This is so good because one of the things that's been on my heart, I know quite a number of particularly young women, fairly young, that either have children or they just need some additional income. Mm-hmm. And with what I have, the service is, the premier for me because, that's where I really want to serve, is give people access to justice and all of that. But the other piece is, how can I help these young women like what you're doing, Kathy? Mm-hmm. Although, a lot of times they can't afford to buy a piece of property and all of that.
Right.
but they can afford $49 to start their own Legal Shield business. And the kind of money that can be made is just amazing. And they own their own time, their own space. And I love what you said about make your job optional, because I love HR. I love interaction with the people and the problem solving and the, all this, that, and the other. I didn't like the politics.
Well, and so this way,
hours working 60, 80 hours a week. Yes.
So now you can do as much HR as you want as a freelancer. You don't, because it's optional for you because you have other income. Now, here's what I want to share. When your audience, and this is for all of you, and Jen, especially, I hope you're still on and can still hear me. When you are offering your products and services to your audience, and you have other people offering maybe the same products and services, the audience will purchase the one that has a step-by-step plan. Mm-hmm. And you might not be the cheapest one, but they'll go for a step-by-step plan with results over an ambiguous ad saying, have your own business, buy into Legal Shield. But Estella, if you said you can own your own business, I will show you how to create your website. I will show you how to advertise. I will show you, you get so many calls with me a month. You get, and an actual proven path that they can say, oh, okay, week one, we're going to do this. Week two, we're going to do that. They will sign up with you before they will someone else.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
Because think about when we're buying. Think about when we're buying. If I'm going to buy a program, and Jen just put in that's what she wants to create, a step-by-step plan with automation. But when we see these funnels, and we all have seen marketing funnels out there, the infomercial, if you will, and the marketing funnels that say, and especially in real estate, they'll say, be a millionaire. Well, most people can't wrap their mind around, if they're needing some income and then they're going to buy a program to be a millionaire. They have too many limiting beliefs to even believe they could ever be a millionaire. They're not going to buy that. But if somebody had a funnel plan that said, we will show you how to buy your first investment property. We're going to show you how to find it. We're going to show you how to fund it. We're going to show you how to fix it. Then we're going to show you how to either flip it or fill it. And then we're going to show you how many of these you need to have your freedom number, to make your day job optional. Would you buy that program over somebody saying, buy this and we'll make you a millionaire? You see how it just hits differently to the audience. How it just makes more sense to the audience. If they're like, oh yeah, because I don't know how to find it or fund it or fix it. I don't know how to do any of that. And so just being a millionaire, they're like, I can't even comprehend that. They're just going to tell me this is what I got to do. And I got to figure out how to find it. I have to figure out how to fix it. But if I break it down and say, we're going to show you 10 ways to find your next property within the next 30 days. And then we're going to give you a list of resources of lenders that you can fund it through. And then we're going to give you a list of resources of all of the contractors so that no matter what is wrong with the property, you're going to be able to get it fixed. And then we're going to show you how to flip it, how to market it. And we're even going to give you the realtor that does that for us. And then if you decide you want to hold it as a landlord, we're going to give you all the tools to be a landlord. And here's the price to buy that package. And people will pay more for your program if you have a step-by-step plan that they can see themselves going through. Is that helpful for everyone?
It is for me. 'Cause I also think about Linda's. Plan her service, and I'm like, because she has so much, definitely the system that she would put together is like, this is how you do this, this is how you do that. this is phase one, phase two, so on and so forth. I can definitely see that.
Now, let me talk to Linda for just a minute. Now, Linda, and again, you're on mute, so I hope you're still on and can hear me.
I'm here.
But here's what I'm thinking. I didn't know what I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that I needed your information until I was in the soup mm-hmm. with my parents. And then I said, oh my God, why don't they teach this in school? How come I have to figure all this out. I had to, you know, and I'm not the sharpest tack in the box, but I'm not the dullest one either. And I still had to dig to find the information. And there were still things that I just didn't know that I didn't know as I was going through the process. And experience, of course, is a hard teacher sometimes. And so wouldn't I have given my left arm to have had all of your information prior to doing that? And so I think, again, when you're talking about an audience, I'm thinking that those what we call that sandwich generation, where they've got elderly parents on one side, they've got either high school or college kids on the other side, they still have to work, they still have a mortgage, so they can't take off work to figure all this out, you know. And oftentimes, you well know, if elderly parents have doctor's appointments, the doctors couldn't care less how they're going to get there. They just go, nope, their appointment's at 7 a.m. on Tuesday, you know, for their surgery. Got to get them here somehow. Next thing you know, yep. If you're that sandwich, you've got to take off work. You're still trying to pay for these kids' college, or maybe you've got high schoolers in a private school, or they're all in sports and there's expenses and you still have a mortgage. And, you know, and now you see yourself coming and going, and you're trying to take care of both generations on either side of you. That's your audience. That's your audience. And so if you could put together some sort of a marketing piece that says, if you have elderly parents, let me show you the easy way to create a smooth path. And here's the step-by-step process of things that you need to do before you get into the soup. Here's the stuff yeah. that you can start putting in place before you have an elderly parent that has to go into a nursing home or has to go on to hospice. And all of a sudden you're emotionally involved, but financially you can't break free because you're still holding up the tent.
I got exactly. When you said that, I came up with a thought. A blog for you, Linda.
Yeah.
A blog title. It's going to happen.
Are you ready? Yeah.
Are you ready? And then you could put some bullet points in there. I mean, that would be an outstanding blog. It's going to happen. Are you ready?
And you know what, Estella, that's perfect. And here's why. I knew, and it's normally not the first parent, because when the first parent gets sick and ultimately passes away, the second parent is trying to take care of them. So when my dad got sick, my mom she was in the firing line, not me. I was still working. I could help her. You know, I could support her, but it didn't fall on me to make those decisions. And so once my mom then became the elderly person, my dad had been gone for several years. Now my mom, I knew it was going to fall on me. And I saw it coming. Didn't know what I didn't know. So I didn't know.
Had no clue.
No, and I didn't know that I had to figure out what was a trust and did she have her will in place. And just, you know, because again, my mom was very private. And she was like, don't worry about it. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to worry about it. But I did worry about it. But she wasn't very forthcoming. And I didn't even know what questions to ask. And I didn't know how to maneuver all of that. And again, like I said, you know, life experience is sometimes a really tough teacher. And I know Linda has has paid the piper. I know she's been there. But I didn't know what I didn't know at the time. So I think if you could tap into that person, either that spouse that didn't know, or that adult child that's taking care of the second parent to go, that's your target audience. And so you have to hit their pain points in your marketing. And leaving a legacy sounds good, and I like the whole legacy idea, but I'm not sure that would make me buy the program.
Right. I feel that the adult child is my target market.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so for me, I probably would not have responded to the legacy piece, because I would have thought, you know, I'm working every day. I saw myself coming and going. Jennifer was in school on this end, and my mom was starting to, you know, have surgeries, and her health was declining, and they discovered she had the brain tumor. And so I'm dealing with that, trying to get her back and forth to the doctor. And I, you know, and so, hey, create a legacy. Or I would have said, oh, I don't have time for that. But if someone said, what was your blog again? It's gonna happen. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. It's gonna happen. And if somebody would have said, Kathy, it's gonna happen. You're gonna have to sort out your mom's affairs. Are you ready? I would have said, oh, that would have gotten my attention. I would have said, oh yeah, it is gonna happen. So yes. You see where creating your VPS and everything around who you're, you have to always ask yourself, if I were my audience, what's in it for me? And for Estella, if you say own your own business, a lot of those folks, they may really see value in Legal Shield, but they may think, I don't know how to run a business. And to them, that's just, they're like, oh, no. I'm still working a job. I got a mortgage. I got kids. I don't have time to run a business. But if you could spell it out for them in a how-to. Mm-hmm. Jen says, how do you say who you are? In a bio. Again, I use my hero's journey in my bio. Let me just give you one quick example. I'm going to share my screen here and then we're going to jump off. So bear with me. One of the things is my podcast, and see if I can't pull it up here. I go back to this bio a lot. This is my podcast. Because this says it all, and you guys will get it. It said, when asked what surprised him about humanity the most, the Dalai Lama replied, man, because he sacrifices his health in order to make money. Then he sacrifices money to recuperate his health. And then he is so anxious about the future that he does not enjoy the present. The result being that he does not live in the present or the future. He lives as if he's never going to die, and then dies having never really lived. That quote impacted me so much about passive income, because I worked so hard to where the doctor's talking about having all these surgeries. You know, that's part of my story. And so then I retired so I could work on my health, but I knew I needed to have passive income in order to retire. So I had to figure it out. So here is part of the bio, and I love this piece. It says, it breaks my heart to see would-be entrepreneurs and would-be side hustlers with amazing skills choose to stay in toxic jobs with mandatory hours that affect their health. They seem to lack confidence, and they seem to have a fear of leaving the security of the corporate world. They struggle with finding the time to create this side hustle that could grow into a full-time gig as a way to be financially independent. It seems they also struggle to find the thing that they feel passionate about. That was me when I started. You see how I'm getting my story in there. That was me when I started. Then I created this podcast because I believe the inspiration, the tools, and the tribe should be easier than ever with today's user-friendly technology. Choose to change how you think, how you work, and how you play. You might even choose to change your zip code. So that is, I think, a perfect bio, because it says that was me when I started. See, remember, once upon a time I was, but then I discovered, and now I want to help you. And so that's what I did in this last paragraph, is that I just kind of took that on a hero's journey. That was me when I started, but then I discovered how to not work all those hours and lose my health. And so I believe it's easier than ever with the technology today. And so that's why I started this podcast. That's why I started the academy. That's why I started my blog. That's why I write my books. That's why I do all of those things. And it might even change your zip code if you did something like that as well. So again, your audience is always saying, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? So in that paragraph, I tell them, well, great health and a better life. You know, you might even change your zip code. You might even buy a bigger house or a better neighborhood or whatever. And again, I want to say this to make a difference to your audience. Sometimes you don't have to make $1 million difference, like those gurus that say, oh, get into real estate and be a millionaire. Sometimes you just need $500 more a month. $500 a month makes a difference on what car you drive. And $1,000 more a month is going to make a difference maybe in what neighborhood you live in. And what a difference that would make to your family. If you had a new car and a nicer house and a better neighborhood with better schools, what would that do for your kids? And if you had that extra cash, what would that do when you're taking care of elderly parents? What would that do for your passive income if you could create that passively? That might make a difference on whether you could actually be with mom when she's going through her final days. I was able to actually be with my mom through her final days. I was actually able to homeschool my daughter. So anyway, I'm preaching to the choir.
No, you get, I mean, that's good. Mm-hmm. I love helping others in terms of creativity and how to get out of the box. Get out of the box.
Yeah. You know, but you have to hand feed them a step-by-step process so that they're not overwhelmed. And that's why when I do build a better business, I actually have it in a step-by-step process. And this is more for the gals that haven't seen it yet.
And Kathy, you asked me what was my major aha today.
Uh-huh.
It's the step-by-step process, mm-hmm. because I know what I have is a blessing. I just need to get it so it's not confusing, but it get rid of the chaos and confusion and make it clear and concise.
And I'm going to show you a couple of examples on how you might do that. Here's the entrepreneur and solopreneur, which is the call we're on today. And when you look, and I teach right from the course, and that way, again, you can do these free meetups and hear it. You can take the course and hear it, or you can join for $25 a month, the membership site, and hear it. So here it is. Own your own business, step-by-step business plan, control your income, part-time or full-time, make your own schedule, work when you want. And once you get down to the curriculum, it's adding more heart to your business. Create and wordsmith your value proposition statement. We talked about that. Your storytelling is your marketing. See, it's a step-by-step process. Your serving is selling. Step-by-step guide to build a better business, your website. And it talks about how to make your website clear. And see, because your website is a character and the character has a problem. The character meets a guide. You're the guide, by the way, who gives them a plan to call them to action to help them avoid failure and end with their success. So that's what you want your website to do. So now I go right into how to create your free opt-in offer. This is your first base. Creating your first base offer, how to go through that. Creating your second base offer. Creating a killer third base offer. Creating your home run package. How to create your website and your sales funnel to show all those offers. Then the basics of blogging, and then the basics of podcasting, and the basics of public speaking. So it just takes you right through building a better business. So you get the idea on the step-by-step process. And so I'm going to show one more for those that are into the real estate. With the real estate, it's the same thing. It's the six F's in real estate investing. And again, you come right through here. Who is it for? What is it? When is it? Where is it? Why is it? It has all of that information. But then when you come down to the curriculum, here's the welcome. And then here's finding, how to find the deal, how to fund the deal. how to fix the deal, how to flip the deal if you want to sell it, or how to fill the deal if you want to buy and hold it. And then finally, what is your freedom number? How many of those do you have to do to make that day job optional? See, so it gives you that step-by-step process. So I just wanted to show you a couple of those so that you got an idea of how to do that. This is where chat can help you. You can take everything that you do and kind of copy and paste it over into chat and say, write me and I like odd numbers. Now, because I teach online, I try to do 6 and 12, even though I said I like odd numbers, but I like to leave like this December as a wrap up and not hit a topic. So again, I had like 11 steps. So I like to do 5 steps or 7 steps or 9 steps. I like that odd. That's attractive to folks. Or 3 steps. You see that a lot. 3 steps. So ask ChatGPT to maybe write you a 7 steps on how to own a Legal Shield business. And ask Chat to write that out for you and use that as your outline. And Linda, you could use that as well. And Jen, you could put your About Me page and pop it into ChatGPT and say, write me a bio off of my About Me page. Write a great bio for me. And you could even say, write me then a step-by-step plan on how folks can work with me. And let Chat be your virtual assistant. Estella saw me in action one day. And just,
oh, this one is amazing.
So just use chat as your virtual assistant.
Mm-hmm. You and Linda both are just well, I shouldn't say gifted. You have trained yourselves well.
Well, and I've been entrenched in this. This is my 3rd year teaching this program. So I've entrenched myself in the material and I just keep tweaking it. And I've got clients now that are all different businesses. It doesn't matter what business it is. You have to ask yourself, who is my audience and what's in it for them? How can I make it passive? And then what do I want my life to really look like?
Mm-hmm.
And reverse engineer that. And for those of you that follow me on social media, you know that I am reverse engineering all of this to live the lifestyle I want to live. And everybody goes, oh, you are so lucky. Well, no, this was by design. I mean, the more I'm prepared, the luckier I am, because I'm prepared. But this is by design. I've reverse engineered this from the beginning. Okay, final comments. We've run over, but I love the conversation. Any final questions, comments?
I have one comment in response to what you just said. I've heard a quote, and I don't know who said it, but the idea is that you increase the surface area to which luck can stick by all the things like that you do.
I love that.
I've heard Tim Ferriss refer to it a number of times, but I don't know who the original source is.
Yep, I love that. That is true. That is true.
And I'll give you another one too. Yeah. Okay. I just finished listening to Ina Garten's autobiography. She's one of the chefs on the Food Network, former owner of Barefoot Contessa. But the title of her memoir is Be Ready When the Luck Happens.
Ah.
Oh, I love that. I'm going to write that one down.
Because when Spirit canceled my airfare, or, you know, my air trip, the airlines, I was, you know, my first reaction was to be upset. And then I immediately told myself, you know, all things work together for good. So obviously this is a blessing, not a curse, that, you know, so I go to the worst case scenario. And as long as I can deal with worst case scenario, everything's good from there. So I thought, well, the worst case scenario is we're going to have to drive to New York. Well, okay, we've done that several times. It's an 8-hour drive. We could drive it. And, you know, I've got a relatively new car. And so we could drive it. And then we'd have a car when we're there and not a problem. But I prefer not to be on the road for 8 hours because it does kind of wear you out. And so I thought it'd be great if we could fly. So when I started researching and and Allegiant said, well, you know, it popped up that Allegiant is nonstop to New York. Then I had to, again, reverse engineer that. Well, if they're nonstop, where do they fly out of? Well, it wasn't Columbus, it was Cincinnati. And then I thought, okay, we could drive to Cincinnati. But then when I looked at my calendar, I'm like, wait a minute, we're already at the airport in Cincinnati. How fun is that? And then when the hotel said, oh, just leave your car here and we'll shuttle you over Monday morning to catch your flight. I mean, I couldn't have engineered that any better. So yeah, I created a larger surface for that luck to stick, Linda.
So good.
I love it. Any other comments? Jen, no. I know Jen's chatting with us over in the chat. Jen, any final comments from you? Jen said, thanks. It was great. Linda or Estella, how about you?
Just that you just opened up a whole realm for me in terms of the give people a plan.
All right. So that's your homework assignment. So ladies, work on your VPS and work on your plan to create that first base offer. Mm-hmm. Where are you going to send folks to when you say, here's your step-by-step plan? What is step number one? What is first base? What is that either free or very low entry price point? What is that first offer? And it could be, you know, $47 offer, $27 offer. I would think $97 offer. I would think under $100 would be a good first base, depending on, you know, where you were going to send them for the second base or on to their third base. And again, you're going to have to reverse engineer that, decide what's the money piece? Where are you making the most money? That's your third base. Mm-hmm. And then go back to second and then back to your first. So for me, again, when you think about it, and I'm just going to give it to you in real time, at $25 a month times 12 months, that's $300. Now, again, you want to make it like $297. you get the marketing of that. So
$299.99.
Yeah, but I'm going to do round numbers so you get it. So $300 is my moneymaker. $300 a year is my moneymaker. Are you with me? So if I want to do a second base, it has to be less than $300. So my courses are $200, $197. Are you with me? So if my courses are $200, what would be my entry level? So my entry level would have to be less than $100. You see how I reverse engineered that. So you've got to decide what is your moneymaker, then what is your second base, and then what is your first base to get folks to give you a try. Okay?
I'm trying to figure out what I can use for mine because, you know, we have locked in prices, you know, so.
Well, now what? How do you make money on Legal Shield once they join? They have to pay what, the $49 or whatever it is to
become an associate. Mm-hmm.
To become an associate. So that's going to be your third base. That's where you make your money, is however many people can be an associate.
Yeah. Well, really and truly, my first base, well, I can make money there if the people, you know, sell. If they don't sell, then I don't make money. But that's okay too, because a lot of times people get in and they don't produce immediately. But a lot of times where I can make the money is in the small business, selling to small businesses.
Selling the actual Legal Shield product.
The product, okay, to the small businesses.
Mm-hmm. Is that where most of your money, have you looked at your numbers? Is that where the most of your income is coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. Then that would be your third base. So now every time you are talking about your VPS and your story, you want to appeal to that audience. If that's, mm-hmm, where you're making the most money, that's, mm-hmm, going to be your third base. So then maybe your second base will be becoming an associate.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
And then your first base might just be a PDF that they can download with all of the advantages of Legal Shield.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or getting their will done.
Yes, something that's actionable for them, that you're helping them take the next step. Something that brings tons of value to them.
Okay. That works.
Okay. Jen wants to know, she says, thanks, it was great. Do you also offer mindset coaching in the membership? Yes, absolutely. We tie it all in. See, that's we've done some mindset in this call today on how to change your thinking. So we go into that all along. And I've got there's a whole health lane, Jen. There's an entire health lane. There's an entire writer's lane. There's a real estate lane. There is the build a better business lane. And then finally, we have the whole networking and connecting, which is just building relationship lane. And that's where we do a lot of mindset. And so we're on every Monday at noon. And then the writer's one, no, it's the health and fitness one, is the third Monday at 4. That's the only one that's not at noon. And we interview authors and coaches and so anyway, so stay connected, Jen. Connect with me. Make sure you jump through the kathybenner.com and do a strategy call, because if you're ready, we could even let you interview on the podcast. And that would help market what it is that you're doing. And the same for Linda and Estella. If you're ready with your how-to and you're ready to be interviewed, we could do that as well. And we did Estella not too long ago. She presented right here on the Build a Better Business.
What is your podcast?
The podcast was the one that I was just showing
How do
here.
I access it?
The podcast is right here.
What's the
It's called Freestyle Living with Kathy Benner, your passive income mentor, health and wealth educator.
I'm just looking for the oh shoot, let me take a picture of that if I can. I'm
If you
looking for
just
the link.
go if you go to kathybenner.com, the podcast will be there.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. See here, whoops, let me go back to the beginning. See here, everything is here. Here's the Freestyle Living podcast. Can you see it right there?
Yes.
Yeah, you just click the more button, and there's my whole menu, and there's my author's page, the podcast, the blog, the magazine, everything's right here at kathybenner.com.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep. Everything again, that's my store. That's my brick and mortar online. It's not brick and mortar, but anybody wants to find me, they just go to kathybenner.com and it's all right there. Everything is there.
Okay.
So they don't have to search all over the place. All right. Ladies, we're going to go. Thank you so much. This has been great conversation. I hope I've inspired you to take your next step and be prepared. Yes, Jen. She raised her hand.
Is it on Spotify, or is do you have how did where are your podcasts listed?
If you go to kathybenner.com and just scroll down to the podcast, it'll come up and then it'll show you all the different places. Let me show you again here. It's on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, Castbox, iHeart, Player FM, and Podcast Addict. So it's on several of those, if that's helpful. But you can just go to kathybenner.com and scroll over to the more button and just click on the podcast and it'll take you right to it.
Okay, great.
All right. We are going to go. Thank you so much. Yes, thank you for being on today. And tap in every Monday at noon. Again, it's a different topic. And then just that third Monday at 4 is the fitness one. And it's that one's getting really exciting. We've got some great guests coming up on that one, on the fitness one. They're talking about all the new compounded formulas for weight loss. And that's what we're going to be talking about on our next two podcasts. So if you have anybody in your audience that's really struggling with diabetes or their weight, that's going to be that's going to be what's coming up.
Okay.
All right, ladies. We'll
Next
see
Monday, the fourth Monday or the...
No, it's the third Monday. And I always have to look at my calendar just to be sure. And again, when you go to KathyBinner.com, there's a whole calendar there.
Okay.
You can just go right to the calendar and it'll show you all of that. But it is the 16th at 4 o'clock. It's just the third Monday of every month. We have that extra because sometimes we don't, I've got five lanes and there's only four Mondays in most months. So oftentimes I don't have enough Mondays to keep it all on Monday. So we put the fitness one at 4 o'clock, that third Monday. Other than that, the other ones are all on Mondays at noon.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a absolutely as a divine, continued divine
yes.
training as well as New York trip.
It's going to be fun. And you know why it's going to be fun? Because I've already decided it's going to be fun.
All right. You've already decided. I like
I've
that.
Already decided.
Decide.
All right, ladies. We'll see you next time.
All right.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.